Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring a discussion on Day 3 at WAVES, highlights and key takeaways. The participants are Gautam Chintamani, film critic, and Rajesh Lake, anchor.
World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit WAVES in Mumbai is making waves on Day 3. Joining us is Gautam Chintamani.
Namaskar, Rajesh. Good evening, everyone.
The first question, Gautam, that I have for you is to tell us what were the key insights from the fireside chat between Netflix CEO Ted Sarandos and actor Saif Ali Khan, especially regarding the OTT revolution and the evolving landscape for actors and creators in India.
The crux of the conversation between Saif Ali Khan and the head honcho of Netflix is very simply also the crux of the idea of WAVES 2025. I think somewhere the fact that India is a rising global hub for media and entertainment, to say that would be an understatement. And I think the world has understood this. But more than that, what is exciting about the times that we live in is that if ideas are presented well, then we don't have any boundaries that will curb their success. They will succeed beyond imagination.
What you're saying is that storytelling is extremely important these days.
Storytelling has always been extremely important. And I think what the Prime Minister said as he inaugurated WAVES, and he highlighted on the aspect of orange economy in India. Orange economy, as everyone would be aware, that it integrates culture, creativity, technology and IP to drive a kind of socio-cultural, economical development. And at the same time, it also has the potential to support sustainable development goals, right, which ultimately are aimed for the citizens. The fact that Indian audiences have always had a global audience was something which was not being totally harnessed in terms of power. And I think what the government has done with WAVES and what the Prime Minister was saying, that the pivotal role of cinema and entertainment or culture when it comes to advancing India's soft power potential, and it's limitless, and by leveraging this prowess that India has had, and India has a very, very big market. In fact, it is often said that in the 1980s, when Hollywood had turned its interest to Asia, there were only two cinemas in the world that survived the onslaught of Hollywood. One was Indian cinema and the other was Hong Kong cinema. Today, Indian cinema is finally getting its space in the sun when it comes to the world. I mean, one example that comes to mind is RRR, a film made in Telugu, which enjoyed great success, not just in non-Telugu speaking areas of India, but also worldwide. And the fact that Oscars and gives you an idea that Indian cinema is now being...
is really making waves worldwide.
It is.
Yeah. So what about the impact of streaming platforms on creative freedom and content diversity?
This is why the platform such as WAVES becomes very, very important, because right now these platforms, which are comparatively new, your OTT, your streaming, and I say new because we don't have a policy framework and nations across the world don't have it. The fact that we are still looking for some kind of cross-sector collaboration or some kind of an adaptive regulation where the freedom of expression is not curbed, but the sensitivity and the sentiments of the audience is kept in mind. So the fact that India is a huge market, and also that India would have amongst the highest number of content creators in the world, is forming a very, very important, pivotal, foundational kind of a role when it comes to deciding the policy, deciding what is it about these platforms which can take everyone together. And that is where the fact that WAVES has attracted the attention of not just the who's who in the entertainment industry in India, but also worldwide. I mean, there are representatives of the biggest streaming platform.
We are joined in by our correspondent Adarsh, who will tell us more about the statistical handbook on media and entertainment. Adarsh?
The third day of WAVES turned out to be a highly valuable day, once again, especially for data and research. The Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, today launched the handbook. According to it, the number of Akashvani radio stations have grown to 591 in 2025, while AIR provides 98% population coverage through radio. Talking about Doordarshan, it has 35 channels in 2025 and 100% geographical coverage through DTH service. Meanwhile, the Waves OTT, Information and Broadcast Ministry's in-house streaming platform, so far has 27 lakh downloads in 7 countries. It provides 11 active content categories in 25 different languages. The report also enlightens about the size of India's film sector. Over 3,400 feature films were certified last year, and the report also provides growth trends in M&E sector, M&E startups, and their state-wise as well as segment-wise breakup.
Okay, thank you so much, Adarsh. Going back to Gautam, today the summit was open to the public on day 3. What interactive zones, live events and performances were actually most popular, and how did they engage attendees in music, gaming, AR, VR and storytelling?
Rajesh, like the Prime Minister had said, create an India for the world, the biggest attraction on day 3 were the interactive zones, the AR, VR installations, and the immersive storytelling experiences in Creatosphere, which drew a high number of people. Also, the fact that, musicians, influencers, content creators, who may not be big ticket names like some of the celebrities over there, but the fact that these are the people who are not just consuming entertainment, but also creating it, and they get a platform to interact with the best in the world, gives you an idea of how serious the government is to promote content creation in India. And today there were also a lot of cross-cultural panels from countries like South Korea and many African and European countries, where the co-production models and distribution strategies were discussed. So the fact that India can become not just a very, very attractive content hub by itself, but also for the global South, that was also the focus of a lot of discussions today. Of course, there were master classes. I think all in all, if you see that for its maiden edition, the fact that this growing trend where the international audience could consume Indian content is a very big potential area, which I don't think India has taken advantage of as it should do. I think that doors will open because of events such as Waves and what happened on day 3.
Okay. We have our correspondent Prarthana with us. So what about Waves Bazaar, where I believe 1,000 crore rupees of business was garnered, and the flagship global market initiatives of the Waves Summit in Mumbai has been the Waves Bazaar. Would you throw some light on that?
Yes, the Waves Bazaar, which was a part of the Waves 2025 summit, has received an overwhelming response, that I must say. Secretary in Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, Sanjay Jaju, informed all of us here that more than 1,000 crores of business opportunities, as you said, seem to be originating from the Film Bazaar. And it's not just films here. The Film Bazaar here includes about 10 media and entertainment segments. It includes films, web series, animation, VFX, radio, music. We even saw that there were influencers who were pitching themselves to brands and advertising agencies here at Waves Bazaar. The magnitude can be understood by this fact that even one of Tiger Shroff films was part of Film Bazaar here. Amazon Prime, Yashraj Films, Reliance Entertainment, even Prasar Bharati is a part of Waves Bazaar here. And the success of Film Bazaar. The success of Film Bazaar is phenomenal. We can gauge it by the fact that more than 3,000 buyer-seller meetups have already taken place here. The NFDC, taking this in account, it has already decided to extend this buyer-seller meetup till tomorrow. And for the benefit of our listeners, I would also like to mention that the Film Bazaar here has viewing room facilities. Just to understand, there are viewing room facilities wherein there are finished products being screened, and the sellers are screening it, and the potential buyers, they pitch it to them, and then these films are pitched in a way to the potential buyers. There are films and there are web series being pitched.
Okay. Prarthana, thank you so much for being with Akashvani. And let's go over to Ankita. Ankita, there was a session of folk music, I believe, today. What is your feedback on what happened at the venue, and how did the people react to it? Give us the highlights.
Yes, so we've been discussing about music in Waves from the very beginning. There was a special album which was released on the first day dedicated to Waves. And in the same line, this session was very spontaneous, very lively and energetic. This was the first session of the day, and as today the Wave was open to general public, the auditorium was full, and the panel discussion had eminent stalwarts from the field like Prasoon Joshi, Ila Arun, Malini Awasthi, Papon, and Nandesh Umar.
So Ankita, if music be the food of love, it says play on. Mm-hmm. How did it play on today at Waves?
Yeah, so as I was saying, the panel discussion had eminent speakers. And Prasoon Joshi began with a very interesting point that folk music is not something that needs to be preserved in museums. It is so dynamic that it is an inevitable part of our day-to-day lives. Ila Arun, who is considered as the pioneer of, you know, we can say popularizing folk music, he said that if we want folk music to reach new generations, younger generations, the new sound, the pulse of the generation has to be captured. Malini Awasthi came up with a very interesting point that folk music has its own thought process and it presents a very strong commentary on contemporary issues, including the issues faced by women, even felling of trees. And she said that if we need the folk music to take the forefront, brands need to come forward towards folk music. Papon shared his personal journey and he said that folk is the main thing and it is followed by everything else. Nandesh Umap, who is the son of a very well-known Marathi Shahir, Vithal Umap, he said that folk music is an open university where everybody, anybody can come and take a glance of this very, very rich culture and a khazana that we have. So it was a very spontaneous and lively session. So it was a bang-on starting of the day at Waves here in Mumbai.
Thank you so much, Ankita, for that feedback on Wave Day 3. Coming back to you, Gautam, there has been a lot of international collaborations and cross-cultural panels that reflect the summit's goal of making India a global hub for media and entertainment. How far will it go? Will Waves 2026 be bigger and better than what it is today?
This is just the beginning. And like your correspondent was saying, that people there were already excited about the next edition. I believe that, you know, well begun is half done. And if you would recall that the first press conference that the government of India had held for Waves, where it was announced, it had the presence of over 100 ambassadors from across different nations of the world. I think that the fact that it's no longer just mere entertainment, but it is also taking the world together and looking at a more, transparent media industry in that aspect, where there is a sharing of technological innovation, there is trust, fact-checking would be high, and the fact that nations are coming together to understand that makes it very, very important and significant and also critical in terms of its timing. For India, I think this is the ideal beginning where its cultural legacy, its history of, you know, more than 5,000 year recorded history, the stories. India is in a driving seat when it comes to entertainment and the future of entertainment, not just entertainment, also OTT, streaming platforms, the way news would be consumed, the way information would be shared. I think in that aspect, this becomes a very important platform. The fact that it's one of the fastest economies in the world, we have the benefit of the demographic dividend. 65% of this country is younger than the age of 25. That speaks volumes. So not only the people who would be consuming entertainment at a global level are present in this country, but also people who will be creating and catering to the rest of the world when it comes to content are present here. This platform, which brings both sides together and makes it a very, very interesting foundation where your neighborhood vlogger can rub shoulders with the who's who in the industry.
Correct.
I think that just speaks that this is India's time. And like the Prime Minister said, that, you know, our stories need to be told to the world and the world is ready for our stories.
Yeah, very well said. This is India's time and Waves will be the platform that will shape the future of India's media, digital content and entertainment sectors. On that note, thank you very much, Gautam, for being with Akashvani.
Thank you, Rajesh. Namaskar.
You were listening to a discussion on Day 3 at the Waves, highlights and key takeaways. The participants were Gautam Chintamani, film critique, and Rajesh Lake, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on a mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on a YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.